Now joined by head coach Melissa Graves, senior Caitlin Weimer, freshman Ava Gormley. Following the Terriers' 72-64 win over Army West Point. Coach, if you could start off with an opening statement on tonight's win.
Yeah, just a really good effort tonight overall. I thought it was a total team effort. The way we got stops toward the end, the way we won the second half, I thought that it was just overall, like I said, a great effort to get back in the win column for us.
Open up to questions from the media. Before the first question, please introduce yourself and your publication. Please ask directly the player or players you'd like to talk to. Henry?
Yeah. Henry Din Price, WTVU Sports. Coach, just, yeah, you mentioned it, but how important was it to get back in the win column today, and what did you think was most crucial to doing that?
Yeah, I think it was really important. You know, obviously not just for standings, but just for morale, for confidence pieces. You know, to have more confidence on our home floor again after that one loss we had in Patriot League at home. So just really happy with it. I thought we've been really, you know, holding them accountable to a higher level in practice, and it's been really good for us. And I see the improvements. And if we can keep trending that way and improving in the places we want to, and it reflects in the games, you know, the way we practice, then I think we'll be in a pretty good position moving forward.
Hi, Coach. Layla Penn with the Daily Free Press. Nice to see you again. So were there any offensive or defensive switches you had to make to counteract the defense on the baseline, because they were really pushy around those areas trying to get you guys out of bounds?
Their defense you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we know Army is a really physical team. They're probably the most physical in the league. We knew they were going to try to deny the wings. We knew they were going to be really physical with Kate inside and send 2 to 3 people to her. You know, so some of the things where we kept Kate low and had her ducking in, you know, things like that. I thought we did a good job of finding out on the baseline. You know, when we drove, they really collapse, and they do a good job of that. So I thought we did a good job finding out with that, those pieces. But I thought we handled the physicality, you know, pretty well comparatively to the last time we played them. You know, I thought we prepared ourselves in practice. We really pushed each other in practice to prepare for this game. So really, really happy with those adjustments that we made from game one to game two.
Caitlin, I mean, you're like a leader on this team. You had a big game today. How did you kind of lead your team going into this game after the losing streak, and then how did that show up on the court today?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've been dying to get another win. You know, we feel like we haven't been playing to our potential, so kind of just taking that and just using it as, like, energy to play is the main thing. Like, we have a lot of – we just try to bring as much energy, like, especially defensively, and then coming into this game, we knew we were going to have to box out. We knew we were going to have to lock down some of their key players, and I think everyone just did that and was really focused on our game plan, so –
This is for AOB.
Ava, sorry.
So you've been playing a big role in the team this year as a freshman, and you've been collecting a lot of minutes. And I wanted to know, how have you been able to keep your composure while gaining confidence with the ball?
Just trusting myself, trust what we do in practice, get reps in practice, and then obviously I'm surrounded by good players, so they can help me out. And then just stay the course, don't get too high or too low.
Coach, obviously it got skewed a little at the end, the field goal differential, because they were fouling, but they did have more offensive rebounds than you tonight. How are you able to withstand that and still, you know, get the win?
Yeah, you know, Army's probably the best offensive rebounding team aside from Holy Cross in the conference. Last game we gave up 21 O-boards and had 16 less shots off of that, and it wasn't the foul differential that skewed it at all. So that was a huge focus for us. I felt like when we played at their place, that was the game right there. So really challenging them, especially out of halftime. The third quarter, we came out and gave up a ton of O-boards. So we had a timeout. We were in the huddle. It kind of got on them and challenged them. And, you know, for that, I thought we adjusted and we focused it on the box, especially the guards. The guards, I thought, helped out today. So, you know, they're always going to be a really good offensive rebounding team. So to hold them, you know, 11 instead of 21, I'm happy, much happier with that.
I have a question for Caitlin. So since you are such a strong and offensive and defensive threat, I was wondering, how do you handle the constant attacks made by the other team, and what you're looking for when you're looking for someone to pass to?
Yeah, I mean, just trying my best to recognize and find the best shot that I can. A lot of times, like, if I can't make the move quick enough before the double comes, like, looking opposite and, like, having trust in my shooters, like, Kelsey and Ines really did a really great job, like, hitting that shot too, but just trying my best to recognize that and just seeing passing out as quick as I can. So
Ava, they're bringing pressure a lot, especially in the second half. How do you kind of deal with that and have the confidence, you know, to take the ball the way up? You had that left-handed layup in the second half.
Yeah, just stay calm, take what the defense gives you on that. They were overplaying the ball screen a lot, so being able to reject that. And then yeah, the main thing's just staying calm under pressure. Don't try to go too fast or do too much at once.
Any more questions?
One more for Ava. Late game, you had that big three where they're sagging off of you. Do you take that as disrespect at all and make them pay?
No, it's, I mean, not really. You just got to, like I said, take what the defense gives you. Usually I'm looking more to attack, which is why the defense plays me like that sometimes. So on that one, I felt confident enough to put the shot up, and luckily it went in. So, yeah.